6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Bible teacher and author of various publications on the Hebraic roots of the Messianic biblical faith, Eddie Chumney will be speaking in Johnstown two special nights, January 15th and 16th, also featuring the Inner Court Hebraic Dance Group. Pizza and Subways will be free. The location is the Johnstown Community Building, 101 West Charlotte, across from the Cajuns.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information. Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
American Freedom Network, and this morning we're hoping to have Dr. Russell Blaylock with us. Dr. Blaylock, you there? Guess not. Hopefully we'll be getting him before long. Anyway, we're going to be talking this morning about vaccines, and, you know, most people, most doctors will say, you know, I'm in favor of vaccines, but, you know, I don't like the thimerosal in them. They're giving too many vaccinations at a time, and, you know, and the people who are speaking about vaccinations are really very sincere people. The problem is, are vaccines as a whole beneficial? And certainly we've cut back tremendously on the incidence of polio, but as Russell Blaylock will tell you this morning, polio was not that virulent until they began to altering the immune system of our children with the pertussis vaccine. And that was certainly back in the 1940s and 1950s when these were introduced, and after that why polio became increasingly virulent. And certainly we know that there was a cancer-producing virus in the original polio vaccine that was circulated. It was put out without adequate evaluation or checking, and people all throughout the world received a simian virus 40, and today many of the people with tumors, actually, there's simian virus 40 in them. But they cannot tell the American people that, or you'd lose confidence in vaccines. In a similar manner, recently, the vaccine court, which is, of course, where parents who've had children who've been damaged from vaccines can go for compensation because, of course, the drug companies that manufacture vaccines have said they wouldn't manufacture vaccines if they could be sued for the terrible results. So, you know, would you really want to go to an automotive repairman who, you know, you couldn't sue if he did a bad job on your car, or go to a doctor if you couldn't, you know, hold the doctor responsible if he did something terrible to you? And yet that's exactly what's happened to the vaccine manufacturers. And instead of being able to sue them, well, you have to go to the vaccine court. But the most interesting thing is about 4 months ago, the vaccine court evaluated the first of 5,000 autism cases that have been filed with the court to dealing with the fact that it was the vaccine that produced the autism. And instead of fighting the case, the government lawyers conceded that thimerosal and vaccinations were responsible for the autism, and that's just the first case. There are almost 5,000 more. And the only question now is how much they're going to give the parents of this child. Well, no amount of money is going to compensate for an autistic child. Autistic children are difficult to manage. Their whole lives are destroyed. And yet, of course, the government has conceded that. and not a word in the public media. Why? Because the media is controlled, and they don't want you to know that every time you take your child in for a vaccination, you may be subjecting them to the possibility of autism or one of the other neurodevelopmental abnormalities that are associated with vaccinations. And of course, we know that since we've been vaccinating, the incidence of asthma in our children has increased considerably, almost doubled. We know that autoimmune disease, that allergies, that juvenile diabetes, and we don't know that juvenile diabetes is related to vaccines, but certainly the increase has been dramatic. But it is the effect on the brain, on the mind of our children that is so devastating. Dr. Blaylock, are you there by any chance? Well, if we're not going to have Dr. Blaylock, we're going to have to mention that you can call in then, 970-689-8255, because I certainly don't have anything prepared for this morning, 970-689-8255. But the problem is that we're damaging our children. We're poisoning our children. Oh, and, of course, they will tell you, well, they've taken the mercury out of childhood vaccines. Well, that, of course, is a lie. They have put it into the vaccines that are given to children, and I'm speaking specifically of the influenza vaccine. Why would you want to insist on every child 6 months of age having a vaccine, an influenza vaccine? First of all, the studies show they don't do any good, because they don't even know which one of the influenza viruses is going to be there. They sort of guess at the virus, and even if they get the right virus, it doesn't do that much good as far as preventing influenza. Why would you want to give them a vaccine that was loaded with mercury when you've acknowledged that mercury is toxic, and that's why you took it out of the childhood vaccine? And they give it to children at 6 months intervals, starting at 6 months of age. Not only that, but they encourage obstetricians to give it to the mothers, even in the first trimester of pregnancy, when it'll do the most damage to the unborn fetus. Why would anybody logical person do that? Because we're not dealing with logical people. We're dealing with people who have a different agenda, who see nothing wrong with damaging children. Now, not everybody who's involved in this. Some people are just trying to keep their jobs. But there really are evil people out there. And if you go back and you read Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, The Impact of Science on Society, I believe it's page 50 or 51, where he actually says, you know, by diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the mind of the child that they will never be able to differ from what their schoolmaster had taught them. Diet, injections, and injunctions will be used to so alter the mind of the child that they will not be able to alter their perception of what the schoolmaster taught them. What in the diet? Well, they're putting fluoride in the diet and aspartame in the diet. What about injections? Mercury. This is all planned out. This book was written in 1953 as vaccines were coming in, and Bertrand Russell was one of the major architects of everything that's going on today, one of the leaders of the humanist movement. And the book is, you can still get it off the Internet. Of course, if you'd like to see the pages we're referring to, they're in my syllabus called The Hidden Agenda. The Hidden Agenda. Well, give us a call, 970-689-8255, and we'd love to talk to you. What do you think about vaccinations, and how can we stop them from forcing them on our children?
Constitutional moments are...
Hello there, George.
...throughout the day through the generosity of CNC...
George, are you there?
...machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Michael Golden. Voice of Many Waters Ministry would like to invite you to join my wife, Danette, and I for a special night of Messianic praise and worship music. The time is Saturday, January the 19th at 7 p.m. And the place? 3 J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. A love offering will be taken at the door. You can call 1-800-205-6245 for more information or 970-587-5267. See you there. Shalom. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and apparently Dr. Blaylock's been with us the whole time, and I didn't know he was there. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
Good morning, Stan.
Okay. I'm sorry I did all the talking. I wanted to hear what you had to say, not what I had to say. So you please pick up the story. Dr. Blaylock is a retired neurosurgeon. He's spending full time researching medical issues, and they've done some wonderful, wonderful work on vaccinations. Listen to what he has to say. It is accurate. Go ahead.
Well, as you say, I've done some research into the area of vaccines and the effect, particularly on the brain. Since as a neurosurgeon, I was primarily interested in the brain. But what I've discovered is that actually there's very convincing evidence and a large amount of evidence that the vaccine program as it exists today is damaging the brains of developing children. We now know the mechanism by which it's doing it. And the primary problem is multifaceted. Most of the attention on vaccines is with thimerosal, which is a mercury-containing preservative. I wrote an article several years ago in which I explained this mechanism of brain damage, and I made the statement that mercury was not the primary cause of the problem, and that when they removed mercury, they would find out that, in fact, the incidence of autism would not fall that much. And that's
but does
exactly
mercury
what
play
we,
a part? Does mercury play a part in autism?
Yeah, it plays a part, and it plays a significant role in those that are exposed to it. What they've discovered in recent studies is that when they removed the mercury and they looked at autism rates, they did fall, but they didn't fall dramatically. And I explained this in my original paper, and I've elaborated it in a couple of recent papers I've published, in which the reason is because it's the crowding of the vaccine schedule. In other words, they're giving 36 different vaccines before a child begins school. Now, they're doing this with total disregard for the neurological effects on the developing brain of carrying out such a policy. And what we know from neuroscience is that when you stimulate the immune system of the body by vaccination, what it does is it turns on the brain's immune system. The brain has its own special immune system. And it turns on that brain immune system through a special group of cells in the brain called the microglia. And that when these cells are activated, they can wander through the brain. They move around between the cells of the brain and the connections. And they start secreting some very powerful inflammatory chemicals called cytokines. And they also secrete two known excitotoxins, glutamate and quinolinic acid, both of which are powerful excitotoxins. Now, what excitotoxins do is they excite brain cells and they disrupt the development of the infant's brain, and they disrupt the connections between the brain cells. So the communication is abnormal. Now, this can have varying effects depending on a many number of factors. In some children, the effects are subtle. When they get the vaccine, they scream and cry and can go on for days, and some children months, this very high-pitched cry. Well, we call that the encephalitic cry, and it's due to brain swelling. It's activation of these inflammatory cells in the brain. Pediatricians have been told that, no, it's just the pain from the injection. But we know that that's not true. It's due to brain inflammation. The more intense that brain inflammation, the worse the crying and the more prolonged. So we know that just a single injection of a vaccine can have this effect. Now, the important finding that I've discovered is that now we understand that when you do what we call priming of the brain's immune system, that is, if you had an infection or if you had an immunization, a vaccine, it turns on the brain cells in a low-grade manner, so they're just slightly activated, and they're starting to secrete some of these chemicals. If you give another vaccine within close proximity, say within a couple of months even, what happens is these primed microglia overreact in a very intense manner, and it produces significant damage to the brain. So in some children, you're going to have a subtle effect. Some children, you're going to have a severe effect, and that's why we see what we call the autism spectrum disorder. Some are mild, some are very severe. Some children are severely retarded. We can reproduce this in experimental animals of many species, whether it's monkeys, mice, rats, guinea pigs. So this is a phenomenon we see in all animal species. Well, what we were looking for is evidence that this, in fact, happens in humans as well. Well, there's a recent study that, in fact, proves that. It shows that when humans become infected with infectious organisms or vaccines, the same thing happens in their brain. Their microglia are activated and begin to have these horrible effects on the brain. We call it sickness behavior. And most people have experienced that. When you get a virus or the flu and you feel bad and it's hard to think and you lose your taste for food and you feel confused, that's because of this inflammatory response in the brain. Now, because natural infections usually subside within a few days to a week, the actual damage is not very severe. But what happens with vaccination is because they add powerful immune adjuvants, that is, boosters of the immune system, like aluminum and mercury and various lipid products, because it overstimulates the immune system very powerfully and does so for not just weeks, but for years. Then you have the brain microglia system turned on for years rather than just a few days or a week. And that produces prolonged damage. Well, to show that this is in fact what's happening in the autistic brain, a recent study reported in the Annals of Neurology, what they found was that when you examine the brains of autistic children, even into adulthood, so they examined children from age 3 to adults age 45 who were autistic as children, when they looked at their brains, what they found was that their microglia were activated in destroying brain connections and brain cells even up into adulthood. So they had the brain's immune system overactive, hyperactive for essentially a lifetime. And this is why they have abnormal functioning of their brain. In the developing stage of the brain, that is, during the first 2 years after birth, what we call the brain growth spurt, that's when most of the connections in the brain are taking place and the brain is developing its intricate patterns, we find that the brain is hypersensitive to this immune effect. And what I call it is the immune excitotoxic effect of vaccination. I've just completed a paper on it in which I show all the scientific evidence proving that this, in fact, is what happens. Well, unfortunately, most practicing pediatricians and doctors know absolutely nothing about this. They've never heard of it. They don't understand it. If you would tell it to them in detail, they would be totally lost because they're unfamiliar with this complex immunologic reaction that takes place in the brain. Well, when we look at what pediatricians are doing, when the average child goes for their vaccines, the doctor will give them anywhere from 5 to 9 injections at one time. Well, each vaccine has these powerful immune adjuvants in it. And as I stated, a single vaccine can produce this brain immune activation excitotoxic process. Well, when you give 9 vaccines, what you're doing is you're giving 9 doses of these powerful immune adjuvants all at once. Now, if you went to the pharmaceutical company and you said, well, can you safely give a 3-year-old, 4-year-old 9 times the concentration of immune adjuvants that you're using in a single vaccine? Of course, they would tell you, no, you couldn't do that safely. That's far too high a dose of immune adjuvants. Well, this is happening every day all over this country. They're giving children massive doses of these immune adjuvants at a single office visit. And then within 3 months, they're repeating it again so that they'll get the whole schedule of vaccines for a total of, we said, 36 vaccines before they go to school. Well, it's getting even worse than that because, as you stated with the flu vaccine, they're saying, well, not only should they get their regular childhood vaccine, but they should get a flu vaccine as early as age 6 months, 18 months, and they should do it every year. And then when they're teenagers, they should get their flu vaccine every year. And then as adults, they should get their flu vaccine every year. And at present time, this contains a full dose of mercury. So you're getting not only the additive immune adjuvant effect, but you're getting a toxic dose of mercury. Now let's look at what mercury does to this system. Well, we know mercury is a very powerful stimulator of brain microglia immune system. It is also a very powerful stimulator of excitotoxicity in the brain and does so in concentrations that are infinitesimally small, less than a half of a micromole. That's a millionth of a mole, a very small concentration of mercury. Well, children are getting doses of mercury that are extremely high. The figure was 80 times the dose that is approved by the EPA for an adult. So the children, when they were getting these childhood vaccines, were getting a dose of mercury that was astronomical. Well, there's still traces of mercury in the childhood vaccines, and in the flu vaccine, they get a full dose of mercury. So the children are being re-exposed because of vaccine policy to a very high dose of mercury that aggravates this process. And I said, when you prime these microglia, they really overreact, and, well, we know mercury is an agent that can easily prime microglia. Well, another mineral that's put in, or an element that's put in vaccines is aluminum. Almost all vaccines contain aluminum. Well, aluminum can also prime microglia in the brain and can stimulate excitotoxicity. So you have a minimum of 2 ions that are added to vaccines that are powerful toxic agents for the developing brain. Now, another policy of the flu vaccine, which is absolutely insane, is they're encouraging all pregnant women to be vaccinated with the flu vaccine. Well, discounting the mercury effect, and remember in the pregnant woman, when she gets a dose of mercury from her vaccine, the placenta concentrates it so that the baby is getting a higher dose than the mother gets, and the baby is infinitely more sensitive to that toxicity than the mother. So just the toxicity of the mercury is enough to cause severe harm to that developing brain. Well, if that's not enough, what they've discovered is that, and they knew this for some time, when pregnant women sometimes get infected with viruses, there's a high incidence of schizophrenia and other psychological behavioral problems when their children grow up, when they reach teenage years or in their 20s. And at first they thought it was because the virus was being transmitted through the placenta into the baby and entering its brain and abnormally causing abnormal development. Well, since that, what they discovered, well, it's not that at all. The problem is when the mother develops immune reactivity, the immune cytokines pass through the placenta, these immune chemicals, and that's what's causing the abnormality in the children that lead to a high incidence of schizophrenia. Well, when you are vaccinating pregnant women, every pregnant woman with this vaccine, you're doing that.
We're going to be back in just a minute, Russell. Hang on there, and right here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Russell Blaylock, who is a retired neurosurgeon. And Russell, before you go on, what would you like to get your website out or where people can get your information?
Yes, my website is www.russellblaylockmd.com. That's R-U-S-S-E-L-L-B-L-A-Y-C-K
BLAYLOCKMD.com. All right. Do you want to put in a plug for your newsletter?
Yeah, I produce a monthly newsletter which updates a lot of different things, not just brain disorders, but things to do with hypertension, diabetes, preventing heart attacks and strokes and cancer. So it covers a wide array of things. There's a question and answer portion of it so that people can ask me questions. Medical updates, there's all sorts of material in the newsletter. So you can get that by going to my website. There's a place you can link to the subscription.
Okay, it's a fascinating newsletter. I look forward to getting it every month. I have for, I guess 3 or 4 years, ever since it first came out. So I certainly commend it to you. If you want to be on the cutting edge of what's really going on with information, you can certainly utilize, and is certainly not proprietary. Russell has no interest in the various products he talks about or the people who produce them. But anyway, go right ahead, Russell.
Well, you know, when we look at the whole spectrum of what's happening with the vaccine program, it's all predicated on a lot of lies. And it, of course, what they're doing with the parents is to terrify them, to scare them into doing this, and to give justification for judges and governors of states to pass draconian laws that mandate forcible vaccination of everyone, including your newborns and your children. For instance, the state of Maryland has recently had a court order which ordered 1,700 teenagers to appear in court and be forcibly vaccinated or they'd put their parents in prison. And in the state of New Jersey, they have now mandated that every baby, every pregnant woman, every person will have vaccination by order of the court or they will be fined or go to jail. So we're starting to see this turn into a very oppressive, dangerous policy in which they're going to force you to receive these vaccines. Well, at the present time, one out of every 150 children has full-blown autism that's born. That's about one out of every 85 male children. Well, this is the worst epidemic of neurodevelopmental problems ever known in this country. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg. For everyone that's fully autistic, we have 10 times that many that have other behavioral problems or learning problems or other neuropsychological problems. And these children are being ignored. When we look at the CDC, the reporting of vaccine complications, all the experts, including the head of the CDC, admits only 1% of the complications are ever reported. So despite the hundreds of thousands of reported serious complications from vaccines and a great number of deaths, that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're admitting that 99% are never even reported. So this is a huge problem in the United States. Now, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was this fear tactic. For instance, they tell the elderly, you need to get that flu vaccine every year because 36,000 people die from the flu every year. Well, that is a totally phony number. They know 36,000 people are not dying from the flu every year because that would equal the worst epidemic we've ever seen of flu every year. What they're doing is they're saying, well, any complication anywhere connected to a viral infection, even if it isn't the flu, we count it. That way it gives us a really big number and to scare people. Now, when we looked at some of the conferences that were being held by the government and vaccine manufacturers in unison, they talked about this, how they need to scare the public. How they may make the public think, oh, we're not going to have enough vaccine this year. You need to rush and get yours. All of these people are dying. This is the only way to prevent death. Well, there's a new study that was done. It's a 30-year study looking at the question, number one, will flu vaccine reduce hospitalizations of the elderly, and will it reduce the death rate in elderly connected to the flu? Well, this 30-year study, the reason they did it for so long, because 30 years ago, hardly anyone received the flu vaccine. But then beginning in the 70s and 80s, the incidence went up very high, so over 60 5% of the elderly were getting flu vaccines every year. So this way you can compare the two periods. What they found was that the flu vaccine did not reduce hospitalizations at all, and it did not reduce mortality at all. So the very reason they're terrifying you into getting that flu vaccine, the most comprehensive study, and it's backed up by a number of other studies, has shown it does not reach that objective. It does not reduce death rate. It does not reduce hospitalization or complications. And that's because, as Dr. Stan showed, that they're guessing at what flu virus it is. And a great number of the elderly have immune suppression due to nutritional deficiencies. And therefore, when you vaccinate them, it does them no good whatsoever. They cannot mount an immune response. And what we also know is that even a single nutrient deficiency, for instance, in thiamine or a riboflavin, can produce immune deficiency in the elderly. And that if you supplement them with a multivitamin mineral and change their diet, most of the elderly will have a significant improvement in their immune capacity, so they don't need vaccination, period. And most people who take vitamins regularly, good compounded vitamins, they don't get the flu, or if they get it, it's just a very mild disorder in them. So the answer to the viral infections is nutrition. Now, here's another scare tactic they use. When they want to say, well, if you don't vaccinate your children, measles is going to run through the country and kill millions. That measles kills millions in the world every day because of lack of vaccination. Well, people that are Dr. Stan's age and my age know that that's nonsense. That when we were children, there was no such thing as the measles vaccine, and we didn't have epidemics and mass death from measles. It was a baloney. I don't remember a single child in any of my schools who ever had a serious complication, measles, mumps, or rubella. So they're selling a lot of nonsense. And chickenpox, no child I ever knew in any of my school systems from grammar school to high school ever had a serious complication from chickenpox. But they would have the modern generation believe that if they don't get the chickenpox vaccine, there's just going to be mass death from chickenpox, which is sheer nonsense. Now, where do they get these numbers? What they do is they go overseas to Africa, undeveloped countries, the Aborigine in Australia, and they find that when measles comes through those communities, they do have tens of thousands of deaths. Well, the reason they do is severalfold. Number one, there's a high incidence of parasitic infection in Africa. Number two, there's severe nutritional deficiency in large areas of Africa where these high death rates occur. And so the children don't have the immune ability to fight off these infections.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Russell Blaylock. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to. And there's terrible complications for our children.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Last segment of our program with Dr. Russell Blaylock. Russell, please go right ahead.
Well, as I was saying, in these nutritionally deficient children in a third world country, if you vaccinate them, a large number will die. And this is one of the problems with the vaccine programs in Africa and among the Aborigine. When they vaccinate them, they had death rates as high as 30% among the children. And they were puzzled. And then they discovered that if you gave them vitamin A and zinc, it reduced the death rate dramatically. And that was because these children were deficient in these two compounds. Well, there's a number of children in this country that are nutritionally deficient as well. And if you vaccinate them, you're going to kill a number of them. And a number of them are going to be seriously harmed by this vaccine. Now, there's another concept we need to talk about, and that's the idea of herd immunity. You hear this all the time, that the only way we prevent epidemics is have most of the people vaccinated, at least 80% of the population, vaccinated against a particular disease, and that prevents it from spreading through the community. Well, the problem with that idea is that there's very little evidence that herd immunity, in fact, is true. And the good evidence of that is that most of us, you know, Stan's age, my age, were vaccinated with our childhood vaccines, and we were told that that would protect us for the rest of our life. Unfortunately, what was discovered is actually the vaccines did not offer protection lasting more than 4 years. And so that after 4 years, those vaccines ran out, and we were going around with no protection from the vaccine for the rest of our life. Well, that's a large percentage of the population of the United States, far less than that 80%. So the mass of people in this country during that period were not immunized and had no that the nutrition could achieve.
And not only that, they don't get autism either. And that's very interesting. The Amish children do not have autism.
Right. I mean, we have all of these examples of large groups of people that are not being vaccinated, that are not getting these disorders and these death rates, and yet it's totally ignored by the medical community. Well, it's ignored for a reason, because they want to convince you that if you don't vaccinate your children, they're going to die. Well, I have a fair number of friends who live in different states who haven't vaccinated any of their children, and their children are perfectly healthy. And the other thing we know is all of us that grew up during this period before there were vaccines for a lot of these childhood diseases, is that if you get the disease naturally, for instance, chickenpox, well, you have lifelong immunity. If you get measles as a child, you have lifelong immunity. If you get vaccinated, the immunity doesn't last 4 years. So the nonsense that if we vaccinate children, we're protecting them. And if you look at in modern times, every so often there's an outbreak of measles in a community. And three or four children will die, and the authorities start screaming, oh, this is what happens when we don't vaccinate. Well, when you go back and look at these cases, most of the children that died had been either fully vaccinated or had several of the vaccine, and that the vaccine didn't protect them. So the problem is that the vaccine's ineffective, but the vaccine is damaging the brain and causing all of these problems. Well, every time you turn around, they add another vaccine to the schedule. Oh, well, now we need hepatitis B. They're giving little babies and small children hepatitis B vaccine when their risk of developing hepatitis B is essentially zero. if their mother was not a drug addict or an AIDS victim, their risk